Brother Grant Blackwell for that song of faith. And, you know, the trying of our faith is very precious, isn't it? More precious than gold tried by fire. And I want to invite you to turn in God's Word with me to Hebrews chapter 13. We're going to look at one verse, verse 8 of Hebrews 13. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you so much for your presence. And Lord, that you will shield us and be with us, Lord, through the trying of our faith and through the fires of this life. And Lord, we just ask that you will increase our faith. And Lord, help us to realize that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And you're unchanging. So Lord, as life changes all around us, may we continually to trust in you in all things. Lord, I ask you'll bless the reading of your word this morning and speak through me. I'm nothing without you. It's in Jesus' name, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Hebrews 13, verse 8 says this, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Isn't that good news? That he is the same. He never changes. You know, one thing for sure, I cannot say that. Because I do change. You change. I'm not the 140-pound football player, basketball player that Alicia married 29 years ago. I'm not that same person. I've matured some and learned some lessons in life, and I'm a more mature person, hopefully, than I was back then. But she's also not the 96-pound cheerleader I married either. So she's changed a little bit also. But life is full of changes. I wish, you know, that we don't have to change and go through changes. Changes are good many times, and sometimes they're not. But life is full of changes, and we do change whether we like it or not. And Robert J. Hastings, an author, made this statement. It isn't the burdens of today that drive men mad. Rather, it is a regret over yesterday or fear of tomorrow. So, regret of yesterday or fear of tomorrow is what brings anxiety upon us and brings more stress. Jesus said, don't borrow the troubles of tomorrow, but live today and seek today first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. That's the words of Jesus. So, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, He is Lord of yesterday. It's amazing that when it speaks of Christ in Scripture, most of the time it's present tense. He said to the Pharisees that before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. And he was referring to himself as the great I am of the exodus of the Hebrew children out of Egypt. So, it's present tense, and yet he is Lord of yesterday. Yesterday. You know, I cannot go back and change things that I have done yesterday. The things that I did yesterday, I cannot go back and change them. Don't you wish you could? Don't you wish you could have a time machine like Back to the Future and go back and try to fix things that you may have said or done in past times and just go back and change yesterday the mess-ups that I did yesterday? I wish I could change, but I cannot. But Jesus is Lord of yesterday. The things that I said to maybe some of you, or things I said to my children, or things that I hurt people, I wish I could go back and change. But that was yesterday. And you cannot do it, and I cannot go back to yesterday. You know, maybe some of our ladies, maybe you may have had an abortion, but that was yesterday. Maybe some of you were alcoholics, but that was yesterday. Maybe some were addicted to drugs, but that was yesterday. Maybe some have committed adultery. That was yesterday. Maybe some have had illicit affairs and relationships, but that was yesterday. Maybe you have cheated people or done people wrong in business, but that was yesterday. Yesterday. Things that we cannot go back and change. We could, we would if we could, but we cannot. But I come here to tell you this morning about someone who can. Someone who can go back to yesterday and blot out all of our transgressions and renew a right spirit within us. And that person is the same today, and he's the same yesterday. He can walk in your yesterday because he's a God of all eternity and forgive us of our sins and reconnect and reconstruct things that we wish we could go back and do. But through his tender mercies and forgiveness and grace, he can go into our yesterdays and forgive us and blot out all of our transgressions. He can reconnect relationships. He can smooth over things. It's not Father Time that fixes things. It is the God of yesterday that can fix the hurts of yesterday. He can do it. He can walk in your yesterday and reconnect and reconstruct things that only we wish we could do. But he can. I've been hurt, you know, by people. And when you start praying, things change. You know that? And relationships are restored because God can go back to yesterday. Marriages can come back together because he's a God of yesterday. You trust in him and he can move in your yesterday and reconnect and restore. I've hurt people. And I start praying and say, "Oh Lord, I wish I could change what I did to that person some years ago." And then meet up with that cousin or friend that I had and I hurt. And it's like God worked in their heart and in my life also and reconstructed and reconnected it because he's the same yesterday. He is Lord of yesterday. And not only that, he is Lord of today. Jesus Christ is the same today. Now, if he can fix problems and ease the hurts of yesterday, what do you think he can do today for you? What do you think he can do today for us and when we continue to trust in him? What do you think he can do with today if he can fix things of yesterday or mess ups of yesterday? You see, today we have a mediator between God and man, and that is Jesus Christ. Today we have a great high priest that the book of Hebrews that we just read from speaks about, a great high priest that offered his blood sacrifice in the heavenly tabernacle on our behalf, and we enter in by faith. So we have a great high priest that is touched with our every feelings and infirmities, and he knows everything about us, and that is today we have that great high priest. Today, we have an advocate with the judge that if we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, we have an advocate that in the courtroom of heaven pleads our case and shed his last blood for us, and he keeps on and he keeps on cleansing us. Today, we have this advocate. He's the same. He's the God of forever. And today, the God of all eternity. And today. So you may be in a mess today. You may be in a storm of life today. But today you have the same Lord that saw you through yesterday. Today you have that high priest. Today you have that advocate. Today you have the mediator. Today you have the presence of him in your heart and life, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Today you have Jesus our Lord. So he is Lord, Master of today. And not only that, the Word of God says he is Lord forever. Jesus our Savior, Christ the Messiah, the Lord of glory, is the same forever and forever. You know, my grandchildren can know the same God I know. When they become of age and the Holy Spirit touches their heart and life and woos them, my grandchildren can know the same Jesus that I know today. Isn't that wonderful? Because he's going to be the same tomorrow and forever. He delivered me yesterday. He's going to deliver me in the future. He saved me yesterday. He is saving me today. And someday I will be in a new glorified state and be saved, because he's the same forever. He will deliver us tomorrow. He will present us faultless. He is able to do that. Present us faultless in heaven before our holy God. And that is in the future, because he's the same tomorrow. You see, some glad morning, the trump of God is going to sound, isn't it? The dead in Christ will rise first. And then we which are remain will be caught up together to be with the Lord forever. And that's going to happen in the future. Some glad day when the trump of God sounds. See, he's going to deliver us tomorrow. The same yesterday, today. And if he delivered you yesterday, delivers you today, he's going to deliver you in the future. Amen? Because he never changes. He is the same. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega. And he does not change. Now listen. Hebrews 13 verse 9 says this. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. Don't be carried about with various and strange doctrines. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. Jesus Christ is the same today. Jesus Christ is Lord forever. If you started with Jesus, he's all you need. If you want to mature in the faith, become a better person, become a mature Christian, to grow in the faith, and your faith be so precious as gold tried in fire, then stay with Jesus. That's all you need. If He changed your life yesterday and is changing it today, then stay with Him forever. You don't need nothing else. Don't be cared about with another Jesus. Don't be cared about with some other gospel. You see, it's Jesus and only Jesus for salvation. And it is Jesus that makes us new creations and nothing else. Nothing else. Because He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. In my mind and spirit, I can't go back and change yesterday. But in my mind and spirit, I can go back to my first remembrance of Jesus. In my mind, I can go back to feeling the presence of Jesus sitting in my mama's lap, rocking me. And I can remember that far back. And her singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. And my mind and spirit can go back to Jesus' presence in my life even then, sitting in my mama's lap singing about Jesus. And my mind can go back to the day that He saved me. And I repented of my sins. I didn't know everything about sin. I didn't know nothing about a virgin birth. I was too young, but I know Jesus saved me. And when I found out about all of that, I believed it because I was saved. But I can go back in my mind to the times He delivered me and the presence of Him in my heart and life. And today, He's the same God. The same God of my childhood, He's the same God today. The struggles I have today, though, is to continue with that childlike faith of just believing what He says. That's the struggle I have today, is to believe the Jesus of my childhood and believe Him the same today. But He's the same God of yesterday. Today, I see the same Jesus changing hearts and lives, don't you? Isn't it exciting? You know, if you're not excited about people coming to Christ and giving their heart and life and to Jesus and getting involved in the New Testament blood-bought church, there's something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. Because He's the same today as He was years ago. He's the same as He was when He hung on the cross and shed His last blood for us in love. And He's the same today as He was then because of His great love for us. And He's the same forever. You see, forever He is the same. We have a glimpse of forever, of all eternity in Revelation. In Revelation, He's the bright and morning star. He's the one that walks among the seven lampstands, the churches. He's the one that when He speaks, it's like sounds of many waters and thunderings. And in the midst of the throne of God, in the midst of all power, we see the eternal Godhead. And we see the person of the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. We see the Lamb with nail prints in His hands and feet. We see the Lamb with the gash in His side. We see the Lamb of God in the midst of the throne of God. When we see God, we're going to see this same Jesus of yesterday, the I Am, the same Jesus today, and we're going to see the same Jesus in all eternity because He is the image of the invisible Godhead. He's the same. He does not change. Your life may be full of changes right now. My life is. I'm sure yours is too. full of changes, full of trials, full of things that we do or do not want to do. It's full of them. But I tell you what, when you have someone who loves you the same yesterday, loves you the same today, and you know by faith you can walk in that same love tomorrow through it all, because he does not change. When you have someone like that, Jesus, it makes it a whole lot easier. Amen? Because he will deliver us for all eternity. Now, if you don't know this Jesus, I'll be here to help you all I can. Maybe you've asked Jesus in your heart and life and turned from your sin and turned to Christ to save you. And maybe you need to make that public this morning. Or if you need to pray and ask Jesus in your heart and life and you need help doing that, I'll be here to help you all I can. But he's the same. He's the same God that saved me. He will save you also. Amen. And he can walk in your mess ups and clean them up. Because I'm example A for that. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you again how you are unchanging. And Lord, as we tend to eternity in this invitation, I pray that your Holy Spirit will touch hearts and move hearts, and may they respond to your word or respond to how your Spirit has been leading them. Lord, it may not have been just this morning. It may be something you've been touching their hearts with for weeks. Lord, help us now as we tend to eternity. And we thank you as the eternal God, you're ever present even now. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.